This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I consider it an hour of sanity now, where you can maybe give you some information. You can figure out what you want to do with the information. I don't care what you can flush it for all I care. I give it to you. You do what you want with it. But if you were listening last hour and you have a few brain cells to rub together, seriously, you need to give some serious thought about your finances. You know, and some of you who live in this little world that says, you know, the government would never do certain things, if you just pay attention and you go look at what they've done those certain things. It really is that simple. There's a lot of things the government does where you sit there and say, they'll never do that. They can't do that. It's illegal. Yeah, worked out so well, hasn't it? So anyhow, always. You know, never tell you how much I hate computers. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. Head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can play around in the chat room. There is a lot going on. For those of you who usually listen when Corey's on, Corey Duncan's supposed to be on with us tonight, or was supposed to be on with us tonight. He's celebrating his birthday. And I can't even imagine what that celebration is like. That's all I'm going to say about that. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. All right, let's talk about the gun stats. Gun stats are always good to talk about. Although the Dems always hate the gun stats when you talk about them. But the top gun stats. All right, that liberals, they don't want you to know about. Will you stop this? I'm about ready to throw this thing out the window. And you can't see that on radio. The top gun stats that the Dems don't want you to know about. And frankly, I don't blame them. You know, the reality is that when you guys have information, as David Fisher was talking about, then you can make your own decisions. And that makes them crazy. This is just like Britain, right? What made them nuts was that the people no longer want the government, actually a bunch of people, not even part of their own government, making decisions for them. I'm sure what made Obama nuts was the fact that he went over there and told them what to do, and they didn't do it. So, in the wake of all the other shootings that have taken place, especially the recent Orlando shooting, and think about it, I was carried out by a gunman who followed the law, right? I mean, totally ignored the law. I'm just being funny. The Orlando's gun-free designation especially for these clubs and stuff. Now, these liberals are beating their brains out. To anywhere they can, take a chunk out of, take a bite out of, work their way around. California, for instance. I got to go look that up one of these days. There is actually a legislator in California who used the words, the Constitution may guarantee you a gun, but it doesn't guarantee you ammunition. Right? Think about that. Could I liken it to, well, you obviously have a head. That doesn't mean you have a brain. Right? You got the space, but we don't know. Unless I crack it open, we don't know if you have anything in there. You know what I mean? Okay. Anyhow. the these guys are pushing stuff like crazy. So here's the top stats that liberals really, they don't want you to know. They don't want you to have an inkling of. And you guys are, you know what, some of you are going to be bored out of your mind, you know why? Because you're smart, and you already know these things. You don't need me or anybody else telling you about it, because most of you are smart enough to go, A, go look it up on your own. Right? Am I incorrect there? That background checks do not, and I repeat, they do not stop high-profile attackers. Now, these gun grabbers, you know, the guys that are against the Second Amendment, are always talking about how the background checks don't work, okay, that we need to make them stronger, we need to make them tougher, and they'll stop these kind of attacks. Well, you know what? No, they won't. See, what would have stopped the attack in Orlando, as we've talked about a million times, is if the feds kept him on the list. Because everything wasn't done. There was no proof that it was done, that he had been cleared of everything, that he wasn't engaged in activities. Because remember, he passed the background check. So did the for some of you who are tracking it, the UCLA gunman. I don't want to use his name, so I'm not going to. So every one of these high profile attackers that we've seen in the last 10 years, they have passed the check, the background check. Right? Now, Breitbart News previously published a list of attackers and alleged attackers who passed that background check. And that list stands as evidence that background checks, they're no hindrance to these people. Right? If they're dedicated to murder, if they're dedicated to killing someone, if they're dedicated to taking someone out, they're going to do it. Right? I mean, part of the list, Syed Farouk. Nah, you know what? I'm going to do this. I don't want to give their names. Almost all of these people over the last 10 years. Now, there are more people killed every year with clubs, hammers, and rifles than with rifles. Wow, you got to get pretty close to somebody to hit them with a club or a hammer, huh? And the push for an assault weapons ban following the Sandy Hook attack, Breitbart News also consulted FBI numbers for the years from 2005 to 2011. And if you want to know what those numbers are, you got to come back after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IBC filter implanted, call IBC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
America, what will it take for you to finally recognize that we're facing a major financial problem today? How high does our debt have to go? How far do stock prices have to fall? How many more times must Congress raise the debt ceiling? How many more trillions does the Fed need to print out of thin air? How much bigger must the wealth gap between rich and poor get? How much longer does the Fed need to manipulate interest rates? Wake up, America. The facts are simple. We can't afford our debts, and we can't stop printing or borrowing money. So, we're going to see a massive monetary crisis like nothing in history. Don't believe government officials or mainstream media who tell you everything's okay. Get the facts. Go online to www.defendmymoney3.com. Learn how to protect yourself. Go to www.defendmymoney3.com. That's defendmymoney3.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GSN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. By the way, I've had some of you ask me questions. It's Genesis Communications Network. It ain't that hard. Matter of fact, if you go to GCN Live, you'll see right up on the front screen, it says Genesis Communication Network. I wonder if anybody knows what IBM stands for anymore. Dave, in the chat room, don't you dare answer this question, because I know you know what it is. You can't answer it either. You work here. Anyway. I wonder. All right, let me rephrase that. I wonder how many young people would know what IBM stands for.
They probably don't know what IBM stands
for. That's true. That's probably a very true statement. I mean, God bless America. Anyhow, so yeah, we're talking about we're running down some of the gun stats that the left doesn't want you to. And you know what else I think is funny, and I'll do this a little later on. But I'm amazed to find out. how many of those sit-in yohos last week, and the ones that did the sit-in in Congress, how many of them own guns? No, no. Not that they have security people. That they actually own guns. So they want to take away yours. I still think the California legislator is the best. The Constitution does guarantee you that you can own a firearm, but it doesn't guarantee, doesn't say anything about ammunition. And I want to look at the guy and go, I can see that you have a cranium, but there's no guarantee, based on what you've just said, that you have any gray matter in there. I'd like to crack it and check if I could. Anyhow, God, yeah, they'll take that and use that against me, too. Anyway, number two, there are so many more people killed with clubs and hammers than with rifles every year. And I know some people go, well, you know, yeah, but they don't do mass killings. They don't do this. They don't do that. I mean, just give me a break, though, okay? If they can make blanket statements, I'm going to make blanket statements. The only difference is I don't pull them out of the dark crevices of my body. I actually use real stats. So, you know, we've got this push for an assault weapons ban, especially after Sandy Hook and all that. And Breitbart went out and they consulted the FBI numbers. And for the years between 2005 and 2011, they found the number of murders by hammers and clubs consistently topped the number of murders by rifles. For example, in 2005, the number of murders committed with a rifle was 445, while the number of murders committed with hammers, clubs was 605. Wow, that's a lot. All right, guys. You need to check under the bed on your wife's side for a hammer or a club before you go to sleep tonight. That's all I'm going to say. You know what I mean? In 2006, the number of murders committed with a rifle was 438, while the number of murders committed by hammers and clubs was 618. And we have a steady rise here. In 11, it was 232 with a rifle, and it was almost 500 committed with the hammers and clubs. And these are all kinds of rifles, by the way. Semi-automatic. But there is no, just for clarity, because somebody said this to me the other day, you cannot buy an Uzi. Well, let me rephrase this. You cannot legally buy an Uzi in this country. I'll leave it at that. AR-15s are not automatic rifles. Now, politicians love to do that, right? They're automatic assault rifles. That's right. Now, see, I think you guys can be really dumb sometimes. Okay? Why don't you let them pass the laws that automatic assault rifles are illegal? Let them do that. Don't even put up a stink. Just let them do it. Although, you should put up a little stink because then they'll know something's up if you don't. So that when you get caught with that AR-15, and they say, you know, son, don't you know that the automatic assault rifles are not legal anymore in this country or whatever state you're in. You go, that's great, because this is an automatic assault rifle. Check it out yourself. Now, politicians like Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, and celebrities, why do we listen to celebrities? Why do you even care? My joke here, remember something. The actors, what do they do for a living? They lie. That's what they do. That's what they get paid to do. Now, people like Seth MacFarlane and too many media pundits, and include myself, to the number, you know, they refer to the AR-15 as an automatic weapon. During the last few months, the fact remains the AR-15s are semi-automatic weapons. They shoot one round and only one round each time the trigger is pulled. This means an AR-15 shoots no faster than a Smith & Wesson M&P 9mm handgun or a Glock or a I can't even pronounce that name, Sig Sauer. 40 caliber handgun, an H&K or Ruger. I had a Walter PPK for years when I came to California. That was, you know what that is? You don't even know what that is, do you? It's a 007 gun. I had a sexy spy gun when I was... Yeah, okay, thank you. My hair color, wasn't it? Oh, yes, it wasn't a gun. That was impressive. No, I'm sure not. Anyway, we're going to move on. The claims to the contrary are either based on ignorance or are part of a focused attempt. Give me a break. It's a focused attempt. Why? Because the low IQ, the low information person, if you would, or as we lovingly refer to them around here as morons, They don't know. All they know is what their party tells them. All they know is, you know, when they hear their loons on the left tell them that it's an automatic rifle, it's an assault weapon, it's a military weapon. That's what it must be, right? The other thing is that guns are legally used for self-defense purposes approximately. You ready for this one? I know, you know, somebody on the left is going to pop an eyeball on this one. They use about 750,000 plus times a year. And those are only the ones that are reported. Think about that. We have 350 million plus or minus people in this country. I love to say that you look at the numbers from the feds, we have about 280 million weapons that are actually registered in this country, which means, I'm sorry, it's the Italian in me, which means if we have 280 million weapons that are registered, it means we get probably about 340 or 350 million weapons running around this country. And if the loons on the left were correct, if their theories played out, right, we'd have a mass shooting about every 5 hours in this country with all the guns. Because the more guns, that means, you know, more violence. Now, staggering, isn't that? Especially when you consider the way the mainstream media covers gun crime, giving the impression that guns are just bad things, which have people used to hurt good people, right? So good people never do anything with it. And, you know, I love it because I had somebody actually send me an email, a nasty one, that said, you know, nobody who carries a gun legally has ever helped somebody, you know, keep from getting killed. And I'm thinking, okay, there's no way you can be that dumb and be on this planet. So I love throwing these things at them. I love, you know, cutting and pasting these and sending them over to them. We're going to hear what Gary Gleck, he's a university criminologist at Florida State, has to say about this. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
I heard this song 732 times when I drove from Massachusetts to Florida. So if you can find out when it was popular, you'll know what year that was. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. We get back to my gun stats. And what they mean, look, if you want to get involved in the conversation, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can be involved in a gazillion good conversations up there. So I want to get back to this because I don't want to run out of time with it, and I don't want it to take up a whole hour. I really don't want it to take up a whole hour. But this, here are some stats that liberals would just don't want you to hear. They don't want you to believe or even know about. But by a study done by Florida State University criminologist Gary Kleck has demonstrated that guns are used for defensive purposes. He says that in his studies, he's found that over 750,000 times a year in the United States, guns are used by good people to stop bad people from doing nasty things. And he ain't. It doesn't include the cops, my friend. And these are only the ones, you know, these are only the ones that we know about, people who have reported it. I wonder how many people who are carrying guns illegally won't report it because they don't want to get in trouble. So anyhow, all right, come on, more of these. Let's see, what else was there? Okay, I did the AR-15, I did that. Okay, five, gun-free zones are killing fields. Amen, I agree with that. Okay, I mean, there are places trying to ban guns. The loons in California, some of the kids, and I can't call them kids, you know why? Because they're acting like kids. Some of those kids in California colleges, they want to ban the security guards, the cops on campus from having guns. Because it makes them feel uncomfortable. The fact that a security guard has a gun makes them feel uncomfortable. They need help. Serious help. Anyway, so gun-free zones killing fields. The Orlando terror attack took place in a gun-free zone, right? What does that mean? It means that almost 50 people died. The attack at the Umpqua Community College was also in a gun-free zone. That was back in October 2015. 9 people died. The attack at the gun-free Chattanooga Military Academy at their offices anyway in July 2015. That left 5 dead. The attack at Fort Hood's gun-free zone. I can go on and on if you'd like. All of those were gun-free zones. Virginia Tech campus, that killed 32. So how is... Now, that's a little over 200, by the way. Firearm-related deaths. In 80 gun-free zones. So explain to me again, because I'm just thoroughly confused. I'm not the sharpest guy around. How does having a gun-free zone save lives? Maybe if the criminals had, well, they probably didn't know it was a gun-free zone, right? More children under 10 are killed by fire drowning than they are accidental gun deaths. You know, you always hear about how many kids are killed. And if I hear one more liberal say, but if we could save one life, if we could save one life by banning guns, shouldn't it be worth it? How's this? If we could save one life by not allowing illegal immigrants to come into this country, unless they're vetted, isn't it worth it? I'm just curious. I'm just asking the question. So anyway, there's more children under 10 that were killed by fire and drowning than accidental gun deaths. The Center for Disease Control, that tracks those things. Their numbers for 2010. The figures were compiled by John Lott. They showed the number of children under the age of 10 unintentionally killed in fire-related deaths was over 70 times higher. Not 7, 70, 7-0. Times higher than the number of children killed in unintentional gun-related deaths. Right? The raw numbers were laid out there. The number of children killed in unintentional fire-related deaths was 262. I'm sorry. God, I hate when it does this. Yeah. Anyway, it looks like it was about 2,600. And the number of unintentional drownings. I'm sorry. 262. The number of unintentional drownings was 609. The number of accidental gun-related deaths? Come on, take a guess. Come on, chat room, you're pretty smart. Right? 36. You could even almost do that like, no, I guess you couldn't do it on all your fingers and hands. They said almost. Depends on where you come from. So really, come on, think about this. The facts would floor them. They wouldn't want to hear it, and I guarantee what they would come back with is that doesn't make it okay. We're still losing kids on guns. Well, what about all those other things? Right? I don't know. I don't think they really want to know. I don't think they really want an honest answer to those things. That's just me. But let's talk a little bit about those Dems that love to talk about gun control. Jamila Nasheed was arrested with a loaded gun, extra clips, and a drink. Oh, no, not a drink. She was drunk in Ferguson. What do you think of that? Oh, did I mention she was a Democrat? And she was one of those anti-gun people. Now, last Monday night, after she refused to get off the ground, out in the middle of the road in front of the Ferguson Police Department. Holy God, I hope she wasn't on her way to work. Not only arrested, but she was arrested while her breath reportedly reeked of alcohol. And it just so happens that she happened to be carried. Now, she's laying in the street. She's drunk. And she's got a 9mm attached to her side. Right? Look at this. She, who was it? It was anti-gun. Oh, this is from my mother's state. Anti-gun Missouri. Senator Jamil Nasheed. She's a Democrat from St. Louis. And she has herself. God. She had extra ammo, too, by the way. Extra clips, extra ammo. She herself has spotted multiple gun control bills. That's why I said they're hypocrites. They always have been hypocrites. They're never going to stop being. They're really never going to stop. Because there's nobody to stop them. Conservatives have lost their spine overall. I mean, I've been through this a dozen times with you guys when I say, why are you not, some of you educators, right, conservative educators, speak out and speak up. And you guys that are trying to find yourself, why aren't you teaching at schools? I mean, getting your education degree and teaching in a school. Make sure they get taught real history. Make sure they really know what's going on in the world. Why aren't you doing that? You sit there and complain about what they know and what they don't know, but you don't do anything to change it. So anyhow, it was a symbolic arrest, sending a message to the protesters that we can protest peaceful and that we must... What the heck? Oh, it was a symbolic arrest, sending a message to the protesters that we can protest peacefully and that we must protect peacefully, protest peacefully, and that we want justice for Michael Brown, but we don't want it in vain, as she'd said outside the jail Tuesday morning. So the Democratic senator from St. Louis was doing a quiet, drunken protest out in the middle of the street of one while having a 9mm attached to her side. And extra clips. She is chanting in the street in protest of Michael Brown's shootings, which the autopsy have shown and revealed happened after Michael Brown went for the police officer Darren Wilson's gun. We know this. They need to put this to bed. They need to stop. They really just need to stop. So the senator's message. Now, you watch. If this really makes it to the mainstream, I mean, you watch what happens here. This is going to be them just picking on her, right? She's going to say that they don't do this to the conservatives, or they don't do it to people that are pro-gun. So I guess the senator's direction on protesting is make sure you're drunk and make sure you bring a gun with extra rounds. I don't know. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Huh, isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. I'm back. I don't know if you are. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, keeping the conversation alive. I always appreciate that. And, I'm always amazed at the left's loony logic. And when I say that, what I mean is, and I've heard this a million times from people on the left, I just don't get it, that if we ban guns, the crime rate will drop because the criminals won't be able to get guns. And most criminals get guns from people who have them legally. I'd like them to prove that. That is, that's the major place they get them, or one of the easiest ways to get them. Okay, because most of the people that I knew in my former life that had guns that weren't registered, yeah, they didn't go down to a local gun store and get it, nor did they break into somebody's house and get them. Seriously. So, interesting how this Missouri, I don't know, what do you want to call her? The Missouri nut job, out in front of the police station, drunk with a loaded pistol. I'm sure she got to prove her point, don't you? I'll bet you they took her seriously and she was right on it. Just the yutz. really that simple. Just a yutz. Anyway, again, always a pleasure to be with you. The next story, you know what? I don't want to stay on the gun stuff. It'll make me nuts after a while. Feminist celebrity. Well, again, I'm going to ask you the same question. Why do we listen to these people? Why do we care what they have to say? You know? She says, you know what? We need euthanasia vans to drive around and get rid of all the old people. How that make you? How you old folks feel now? You feeling kind of safe, are you? Thinking that young people think like that? Now, Katie Hopkins, a British television personality and former The Apprentice contestant, shows us all just how utterly insane some of these liberal thinkers are. Right now, Hopkins says that the old people should be put to sleep just like animals because, you know, they're too much of a drain on society. However, you know, in my words, refugees and stuff, they're not at all. And you know how I always say I'm worried about how the young people are going to handle our future? This is why. Now, Hopkins suggests that we create euthanasia vans that drive door-to-door, kills off the elderly. We just, yeah, because they won't be hiding them anywhere, right? We just have far too many old people, she said. It's ridiculous to be living in a country where we can put dogs to sleep but not people. So she equates animals and people exactly alike, which is why we have a problem to begin with. Because there's no tier on the food chain with these people. Right? I realize dogs give us comfort. I realize that they make us feel good and they kind of complete the family or they protect the house. I mean, I get all of that. I'm not stupid. I get all of that. They're not before us, though. I'll tell you what, if we had a major earthquake and nobody could get to us with food and we need a protein, we have a dog, we have a cat, and four chickens. Guess what? They would no longer be pets. It would be part of the sanitation system. I guarantee it. Anyhow, the according to Hopkins, this can be carried out stylistically. I mean, what does that mean? You know, with flair. Euthanasia vans, just like ice cream vans, that would come to your home, Hopkins said. It would all be perfectly charming. They might even have a nice little tune they play. I mean, you know, genuinely. She says, I'm super keen on euthanasia vans. We need to accept that just because medical advances mean we can live longer, it's not necessarily the right thing to do. Another comment she made was that people with dementia are blocking beds and there's no point to their lives. Go ahead, let that sink in a little bit. Now, these comments were made out of nowhere. Great Britain has been wrestling with whether or not to allow assisted suicide for some people now. I'm sorry, for some time now. An idea repeatedly been shot down by the Parliament. But Hopkins is tired of all this concern for human life and wants to see all those gray hairs 6 feet under as quickly as possible. I love these people. You know, some of this stuff is just nuts. Right? And you have loons all over the place. They would love to get rid of us. They see conservatives as nothing but somebody who gets in the way. I'm trying to get through some of these stories before the end of the hour. But really, I wonder how many of them will put us to sleep after a while. You know what I'm saying? Also, did you guys pick up on the... this was back in March, I think it was. Somebody sent me a link to this and some lines on it. We're seeing this happen all over the place. And why we don't act on this stuff, I don't know. Maybe we're feeling like it wouldn't be politically correct to do so. But there were Muslims in Chicago in a march, and they were chanting "Death to America." But it wasn't covered anyplace. I wonder why not. Now, these people have been brought in, and I know everybody's going to say the same thing, it doesn't represent religion. Well, nobody even really said anything about representing a religion. When you have a group of people that large that belong to a certain, what some would believe now is a protected class, seriously, you'd need to do something about it, wouldn't you? And where is the mainstream? They're never going to. They would never. They would never cover an event like this ever, 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 ever. Let me see. They were chanting "Free Palestine, Death to Israel, and Death to America." Now, I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can pull this up, but I'll try. Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to do this because I don't know. I don't know. Wow. These guys have taken up about five city blocks. And in Chicago, that's pretty big. And you never saw this on TV. This never made it to Main Street to your TV set. Which is why people don't trust regular news anymore. It's just amazing. Anyhow, this stuff makes me nuts. All right. Let's see if I can get through this one before the end of the hour. I probably won't, because I know I won't easily let this one go. So apparently and this is where it gets nuts. You cannot have religions that all intersect with each other. And apparently the assemblies, let me see what church is this. PCUSA Assembly lifts up Muslim prayers to Allah in their church. Now this would be like a bunch of Jews in a synagogue praising Jesus. It doesn't make any sense. It's so wrong on so many levels. These guys just need to get out of the General Assembly now. So it's the Presbyterian Church in the U.S. So the General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church offers prayers to the Islamic deity Allah. The prayer was led by a representative at the Muslim community on behalf of the Presbyterian Assembly. The representative, Walid Saeed, prayed, "Allah bless us and bless our families. Bless our Lord." Wow. He wants Allah to bless the Lord. You talk about blasphemy of the highest order in a Christian church. Are you serious? How could Allah bless Jesus? Well, maybe Jesus isn't their Lord. Maybe that's the problem. He was asking Jesus to bless Allah? He was asking Allah to bless Allah. You have to be drunk to do that, wouldn't you? I don't know. Anyway. let me see. Allah, bless us, bless our families, bless our Lord. Lead us on the straight path, the path of all prophets, Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad. They don't realize how confused they are, do they? The Islamic prayer was the first order of business for the assembly. The prayer was arranged by the ecumenical and interfaith ministry staff for the PCUSA. That's a great name for them, isn't it? PCUSA? They apparently got what they asked for. Now the full transcript is as let me read this to you. I'm not gonna have time to read this unless I read it really fast. Like, Allah, bless us, bless our families, bless our Lord, lead us on a straight path, the path of all prophets, Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, peace be upon them all. Not a term used in a Christian church. In the name of Allah, the benefactor, the merciful, let us praise the Lord, the creator of the universe, the most merciful, the most compassionate, and the Lord of the universe, who has created. Well, Lord, who are they talking about? You want to talk about confusion at its highest? No wonder these people have lost their minds. Huh? But it's in the Presbyterian Church. And they sanctioned it. And they said it was okay. They're lost. You've got to pray for our Presbyterian brothers and sisters in this church. They're just lost. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You listen to The Real Site on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to be with you. Come back. Got a lot more of these crazy stories on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a minute.